Five, four, three, two, one.
All right, guys, it's time for the Midnight Rider. All right, guys, welcome to the top of the hour once again. It is 10 o'clock. And in tonight's opening, I would like to talk a little bit about youth. Yes, youth is the general demographic of the Midnight Rider. A lot of people who are in high school and middle school, not to mention university, listen to the show. But I've got to say, compared to the way things were when I was growing up, being a young person nowadays has got to be really, really hard. There's so much stress in high school. You've got classes, you've got extracurricular activities, and you've even got these things in Korea, the dreaded hagwon. Yes, yes, the hagwon that sucks up all of your time and makes things really difficult if you want to have a life after school. And as well, not to mention, being in Busan over the years that I've lived here, I can say that I've also seen, well, a change of faces in people who are in this city. It's not just Koreans anymore. We got a lot of foreigners that are living in Busan, growing up in Busan, and even going to school here in Busan. And for them, things have probably got to be like double the amount of difficulty compared to a regular Korean. Because not to mention having to go through the classes, to do the homework, to do the extracurricular activities, and the hagwons, you have to, you know, deal with the fact that this isn't your home. Maybe you want to join a sports team. Maybe you want to do something artistic. And being a foreigner sometimes is kind of tough. But from a foreigner who is on the radio, who's experienced a lot in Korean society, for all you guys, I gotta say, don't worry about it. It's not that bad. And you never know. Maybe the difficulties that surrounded you in your younger life make you an even bigger success. And what comes with success? Well, a buttload of cash. All right, guys, the first song that we've got coming up is a French track titled Tous les Mimes from a group, or is it a singer or is it a group? A singer. Okay, I just had to double check with the guy who requested the song. It's called Stromae. Is that right? Did I say it right? Yeah, okay, he's giving me the okay. You can say yes. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy the track, and we'll be back. Dis-moi merci. Rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Cette fois c'était la dernière. Tu peux croire que c'est qu'une crise. Mate une dernière fois mon derrière. Il est à côté de mes valises. Tu diras au revoir à ta mère. Elle qui t'idéalise. Tu ne vois même pas tout ce que tu perds. Avec une autre ce serait pire. Quoi toi aussi tu veux finir maintenant. C'est le monde à l'envers. Moi je le disais pour te faire réagir seulement. Toi tu pensais. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous. Prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Facile à dire, je suis gnangnan. Et que j'aime trop les blablabla. Mais non, 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 c'est important. Que t'appelles les ragnagna, tu sais, la vie, c'est des enfants. Et comme toujours, c'est pas le bon moment. Ah oui, pour les faire, là, tu es présent. Et pour les élever, y'aura des absents. Lorsque je ne serai plus belle, ou du moins au naturel. Arrête, je sais que tu mens. Il n'y a que Kate Moss qui est éternel. Moche ou belle, c'est jamais bon. Bête ou belle, c'est jamais bon. Belle ou moi, c'est jamais bon. Moi ou elle, c'est jamais bon. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve.
Muslimem, yanama. Muslimem, 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 yanama. Muslimem, Muslimem, Muslimem.
All right, guys, welcome back. You were just listening to Tu L'Aimé, a great French track. And you were tuned into Busan EFM 90.5. I'm your host, DJ Chad Curtin, here on the Midnight Rider, getting ready to start off the show on this wonderful Saturday once again. Coming up next is DJ for a Day. DJ for a Day is the segment where I bring in a green, fresh Wang Chobo DJ. They get to share the microphone with us here on the Midnight Rider. And, well, today we do not have one Wang Chobo DJ. We got 20. Yeah, we got 20. I ain't kidding you. We've got like 20 students sitting in the studio here today. And just to show you guys how many people are here, could y'all put your hands together? Bak Su Cha? All right, give me a scream. Suri Jilla! There you go. So now you can see who we got in the studio tonight. So let's get ready to move on, because coming up next is DJ for a Day. All right, guys, it's time for DJ for a Day. All right, guys, welcome to DJ for a Day. And tonight on DJ for a Day, I told you that we had a lot of students in the studio. We have got 20 kids. Well, I don't know. Kids, young adults would be the right expression. Grades 9, 10, 11, and 12 from BFS Busan Foreign School. Put your hands together. Bak Su Cha! All right, so we got a whole bunch of students here tonight. We're going to hang out, we're going to talk, we're going to shoot the breeze. And I'm kind of curious, so how you guys doing tonight? Everything all good?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. All right, cool. Now, just to give our listeners a bit of an idea of how we're going to run the show tonight, since we have a lot of students here in the studio, we have designated 6 mics to 6 students. And there's about maybe 10 or so in the background. And then we're going to probably take a couple song breaks and we'll rotate the students through so that everybody who wants to talk can have a chance to talk on the microphone tonight. So to get things started off, I'm just going to run around the circle here. And if you could introduce yourself and tell us where you're from. Because for all of our listeners who might not know, BFS, of course, is Busan Foreign School, which means all the students are pretty much foreigners. They come from all over the world. It's a real kind of, how can I say, melding pot of cultures. And it's really cool. So let's start over here. What's your name?
I am Alexa M. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Russia, Vladivostok.
Wow, very nice to meet you. You have a very clean accent for someone from Vladivostok. I was expecting, it's nice to meet you, I'm from Vladivostok.
I've been studying English for like 6 years or 7.
Wow, so. Very pretty voice.
Thank you.
All right, nice to meet you.
Nice to
and
meet you.
Next to you, who is next to you? What's your name?
My name is Malkin Cho.
Okay.
And where I'm from is kind of like a mystery. Oh. And my hobby is like to play ice hockey.
So you're a mystery man, yeah, that likes to play ice hockey. Is your life a mystery?
Kinda.
Is it one of those mysteries that if you told me about, you'd have to kill me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so should I just call you Mr. Cho?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Cho. Don't talk too much about yourself since it's a mystery, but how long have you been in Korea?
I've been in Korea for like 12 years.
For 12 years? Cool, cool. Yeah. Where were you born? Or is that too personal?
Yeah, that's a mystery.
That's a mystery.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so he's been in Korea for 12 years. That's Mr. Cho. And his life is a mystery. Okay, nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
Over here, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Lewis Kim, and I'm from Korea. And I'm a graduating senior at BFS.
Oh, were you born in Korea?
Oh, yes, I was born in Korea.
Are both of your parents Korean?
Yes.
Wow. What did they eat? You don't look Korean. I'm sorry. I don't want to come off like that, but you do not look Korean.
I appreciate that.
No, you don't. Well, this shouldn't be appreciated. Don't say that. You're demeaning your own culture. I just thought that you were, you know, from the States, or maybe, you know, your mom was Korean and your dad was, you know, North
yeah,
American.
People often tell me that I look exotic, but oh, I'm fine with that. I'll put up with it.
Cool, man. Cool. So have you been going to foreign schools your whole life?
I lived in Korea until I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I moved abroad and attended international schools since I was in third grade. And I stayed there until I was a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. And then came back to Korea when I became a junior.
That's great, man. Wow. It's nice to meet you, man. Cool. Very cool. Very cool. All right. And over here, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Shaw, and
I'm from Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. Chi-town, really? Were you born in Chicago?
Yeah.
Really? Cool. Actually, I dated a girl from Chicago. Chicago girls are really pretty, as you are. And how long have you been in Korea?
I think like 9 years.
About 9 years? Okay, cool. What about your parents? Where are they from?
Oh, they're from Korea.
Okay, so your parents are from Korea, and they moved to Chicago?
Yeah.
And you were born in Chicago?
Yeah.
Very cool. You don't have a gun, do you?
No.
Chicago's kind of dangerous. Are you okay? Did you pat her down before she came into the studio?
Send her through a metal detector.
Okay, metal detector. Good to know. All right, well, it's nice to meet you. All right, over here, can you introduce yourself, man?
Hello, my name is Benjamin Lee, and I'm a beatboxer.
Cool.
I also go by name The Bot, which means... my teacher name.
The Bot?
Yeah, okay. Beatboxer of Tomorrow.
Oh, cool, man.
So, that's my hobby, and, like, I'm from Hawaii.
From Hawaii?
Yeah, but I am born in Hawaii, and, like, I moved to, like, Hawaii when I was a baby.
Okay.
And then I came back to Korea and graduated elementary, went back again, and then, like... I was kind of back and forth, kind of, yeah.
That's cool, man. Very cool. So your parents, where are your parents from?
My parents are from Korea.
They're from Korea, okay. Yeah. But you were born in Hawaii. Can you surf?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
On boards.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I've actually been to Hawaii twice. My mom likes to go on vacations with me. And my mom, for some strange reason, always takes me to tropical honeymoon spots for vacations. And it's just me and my mom. So when you see this, like, 69-year-old lady walking down the beach with, you know, a young man, I get a lot of looks. And the things that come out of a lot of people's mouths is, wow, that old lady must have a lot of money. So I've been to Hawaii, actually, a couple of times, and it's really fun. And I got to say, you know, I wish I could go back without my mom. That's cool, man. That's cool. So you beatbox.
Yeah.
All right. Are you any good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the only beatboxer in the BFS. In BFS? So far.
Okay. Cool. Have you heard of Korean FX?
Yeah.
Are you as good as Korean FX?
Yeah. He's one of my idols.
So maybe later in the show, not right now. I don't want to put you on the spot because we're just doing introductions. But maybe later in the show, maybe you could give us a demo of what you can do.
All right.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you too.
All right. And over here, what's your name, sir?
My name's Lei Jürgenheimer.
Lei
Jürgenheimer.
Jürgenheimer.
That's a German last name.
You're German?
No, I'm not German. My dad's American, but he's just got a German last name.
Okay, cool. So your dad's American, but your last name is German.
Yeah.
That's cool.
His last name's German.
Okay, is he actually German, but he lives in America? German
he's
descent?
Not German. He's fully American. I don't know why he has a German last name.
Did he, like, kill a German person and steal his name?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. So it's not a secret. Okay, yeah. It's cool. Nice to meet you, man. And so where's your mom from?
My mom's from Korea.
Okay. And your dad's American?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. And where were you born and raised?
I was born in New Zealand when I was really young. I came...
Wow, dude, you're like a Heinz 57. You got the German name, born in New Zealand, American father, Korean mother. Wow, dude, that is cool. And what are some of your hobbies? You look like a performer. Do you rap? Do you sing? Do you dance?
I'm a b-boy.
You're a b-boy.
And I also play the guitar a lot. I love playing the guitar.
Wow, cool, man. How's that working out for you? Do you get a lot of girls with that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, he's honest. I got like 7 on the go. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, cool, man. That's awesome. All right, well, it's nice to meet you. And I would love to see what you can do. But since we are radio, we would, if you did, like, you know, throw something down that would be really cool, our listeners would probably only get... So I don't know if it's gonna work out, but it would be really cool to see later, you know, some of your moves.
Okay,
cool, man. All right, so we're gonna get ready to move on here with the show. Now, before we do, what I just want to let you guys know is since there's a bunch of you, I'm gonna just kind of run through some questions that that your teacher has helped me prepare, and if anybody here wants to answer the question, just, you know, feel free to just jump in and answer naturally. Okay, I'm not gonna go through each and every one of you and have you answer the same question because it will take forever. So, you know, if you feel like you want to answer the question, just say, oh, and just say something, okay? So the first question I want to ask you guys for today is I want to talk a little bit about BFS since you guys are all BFS students and a lot of the people who listen to the Midnight Rider want to be like you guys. I've had so many guests on my show that are high school students that say, oh, I want to go to an international high school, or I want to go to a school that speaks English. You know, you don't realize how many Koreans are, you know, wishing they could be you guys. So, you know, I'd kind of like to know a little bit about your school. How is BFS compared to, you know, other schools that are out there and, you know, other Korean schools?
I say BFS is a very prestigious school in the world. Mm. And so far, this graduating seniors have been accepted to like prestigious universities in the world, like Cornell, Johns Hopkins, and Hong Kong universities, and stuff like that.
Wow.
And the academic programs at BFS is very challenging, and it's one of the factors that kill the students all the time. But I say many of the students, once they get in there, they're kind of adjusted to the environment, and and teachers are very friendly. Like our Mr. Lipsky is very enthusiastic, and. And there are a lot of hyper teachers who are very enthusiastic about their teaching areas. So I say it's a very great school.
Okay, man. Awesome, awesome. And talking a little bit about the foreign thing, what is it like being a foreign student? Like, of course, you know, you guys, some of you guys have Korean descent, you know, and some of you are 100% Korean. But still, because of the fact that you've been to America and you're overseas and now you're back, you are all foreigners. What is it like being a foreigner living in Korea?
I've never been to America, but I moved here in seventh grade. So it's like a completely different world from Russia. I was really, really surprised for 1 year for sure, because I don't know the language at all. Even it's like almost my fourth year here, I still can't learn it.
Okay.
And when I just go buying something, I just have to point and say weird things. Like,
Ego. Or you could even speak in like broken English. I want to that one. Please, that one.
That's what I do sometimes.
Okay, okay. Also, you know, being an international student, being around Korean students, do Korean students kind of look up to you? Do you make a lot of friends with people who live in Korea? Is it more of like you're kind of the outsider, you know, and it's difficult to find your place? What is it like being a foreign student compared to other Korean students?
In Korea, it's like I look like a Korean to other Koreans, so they would like conversate with me in Korean. And to be honest, I'm not that fluent in Korean.
Okay,
I don't speak it that much. I mean, I can understand it, but like when I'm playing like a game of basketball outside and I'm meant to speak Korean with them, it's kind of hard for me, so like it's hard to socialize. I haven't been in Korea for so long. It's hard to conversate with others.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good answer. Thank you so much, man. Anybody else want to share? How about my girl from Chicago? Because you are Korean as well. So how is it being, you know, an international student in Korea?
I think being an international student lets me have more friends.
Okay.
Because like if we're meeting was in SCAC or something, like in sports, we were like more hooked together than other Korean students, and we meet every year.
Okay.
So I think it's better to be an international student.
Okay, so you're a little bit more popular, right?
Huh? Yeah,
you're a little more popular, right? Being an international student, you're more popular. Yeah, people want to talk to you. People are interested. They want to, you know, hang out with you. Okay, cool stuff. Cool stuff. All right, now another thing that I'm kind of curious here. What is it like to have Korean parents? Are the stereotypes true? Because okay, I gotta say, I'm addicted to YouTube, and there's David So Comedy. He's this hilarious guy on YouTube, and he hangs out with these other two Korean guys that have their own YouTube channel. And one of them, his name is on the tip of my tongue, but it's not coming to me right now. He actually follows me on Twitter. Something Films. What's the name of the films?
Just Kidding Films.
What? Just Kidding Films. That's the one. Thank you very much. Just Kidding Films. You the man, homeboy. Sitting in the back. You should be sitting up front. And so these guys, like, I love their videos. Like, they always do, like, the typical stereotypes about Korean parents and how it's, like, be a doctor and, you know, get the A and, you know, like, and they think that all black people are gangsters that have guns and are going to kill you. And it's just hilarious, you know, the way that they take the typical stereotype and they make fun of it. So having Korean parents, is it like the stereotype? Do your parents parents always say, like, oh, B plus, no, we want A, we want A. Like, is it really tough having Korean parents? Yes, over here to my mystery man.
Okay, so thank you. Since I have Korean like parents, mm-hmm. it's always strict. You come home, you turn on your laptop, you do something, and my mom just comes in and asks, you playing game?
Right.
Even if I watch YouTube videos, she's asking if you're playing game. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I get caught by playing game, I'm a pretty dead man for
you're
the day.
You're a dead man. Yeah. Yeah. It's a mystery what they do to you. Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah. And then about like the grades in school.
Yeah.
Like Asian parents never like B's.
They don't like B's.
It's always A's.
And I bet they hate that song that goes, throw some D's on it. They don't want D's. It's got to be A's.
Not D's also.
Got to be A's.
Just A's. Always A.
Throw some A's on it.
Yeah, they love A.
That sounds like a terrible song. Okay, all right. Okay, question. How is your Korean language? Are you fluent? Are you fluent in
Yeah,
Korean?
I'm fluent like Korean.
Okay, so do your parents speak to you in Korean or like on like the Just Kidding films, like the parents always speak in English? Parents
My mom and dad speaks fluent Korean to me. And also I do. And then sometimes with my brother, I speak English and Korean.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to comment on the Asian question? Because we have some Asians here. Anybody else? How about my hidden Asian, my Asian who doesn't look Asian? What are your parents like? Are your parents very strict?
Yeah, like the mystery guy right next to me. My parents are very similar. Mm-hmm. They always push me very hard when it comes to academics.
Okay.
And yeah, always.
Always?
Yeah.
The academics is very serious.
That's the priority.
Okay. Now, do you feel thankful to your mom or your parents for pushing you this hard? Or are you wishing that they would, you know, maybe relax a little bit?
In that sense, I really appreciate my parents. Mm-hmm. And because I think thanks to their action of pushing me really hard when it comes to academics, mm-hmm. I'm accepted to all the universities that I've applied, and mm-hmm. those were pretty much the dream schools that I wanted to get into.
Great job.
And yeah, in that sense, I think my parents are great.
Okay. Does anyone think the opposite? Do they think, you know, life is too hard? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Cause my hobby is beatboxing. Mm-hmm. I kind of beatbox all the time, like at school or at house, like every time when I shower and or everything.
Do you shower in the beatbox in the beatbox in the shower? Dude, your mom might think you're doing something else.
Well, my dad doesn't say anything, but
of course he's your dad. You understand.
Yeah, but my mom, like, she kind of annoyed by that. Like, okay. When she's cooking, like, I was right beside her getting some snacks or something, like beatboxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stuff kind of annoys her, and okay. She yells at me sometimes.
Okay, well let's take a moment and give your mom a chance to have something to yell at you about. Would you be able to do some beatboxing for me? Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay, now before we do this, I was thinking about we could play like a little game, you know, have some fun here, you know, take a little bit of a break because people are kind of stressing with all the serious questions. It feels like they're being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey or something. So what we're going to do then is I want you to do, you know, show me your beatboxing ability. And since I like to freestyle, I'll freestyle over your beatbox. But what I want to do with the free, just to make it kind of interesting, is for whoever's around, throw me a word, just anything, you know, just say a word when I'm freestyling, and I'll put your word into the rhyme, okay? Just to prove that it's not pre-written or whatever. And of course, so you understand, if I say something that's lame, you can understand that it's not pre-written, okay? So we got, can you introduce yourself to our listeners before you beat?
All right, my name is Benjamin Lee. I also go by the bot, the beatboxer of tomorrow.
All right, so we got Benjamin Lee, the beatboxer of tomorrow. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and Benjamin's going to bust some beatboxing, and I'll do some freestyles. And like I said, participate, throw me some words, and I'll put them in, okay? Let's see what you got, man. Yeah, one time check with the beat. This is DJ Chad coming back with a free. A freestyle rhyme, I don't do TV, but I be coming daily just to do what I be doing. See, I got my beatboxer, we rocking and talking. Off the top, I'm coming back and I be freestyle rocking. Yep, let you know that I be killing the flow. Off the top, I'm coming back with the bass, you know. Straight boost on the soul, coming back, you know. We got international students relaxing, you know. I gotta kill the flow and rock it on. I'm coming back cause I'm the man, I'm the Charles in charge. Go to take a pause for y'all. Hit me back with the word, all y'all. I'll put it straight right up in the song. Gonna pause. What? What? Yo. All right. Yeah, chilling back, watching Just Kidding films, feeling off the top, baby, cause I'm just so ill. That's the way that I be going, and I get them chills when I'm ripping every single day. I got that ill flow, top to top, yeah. Kill it every single day, rock that way. It doesn't really matter, coming back to say, I want you to scream back today, today. Yeah. The Illuminati, coming back with the potty. I feel like Tupac with my 12 gauge shotty. Coming back, don't stop me, rocking for the potty every single day. I'm coming back, I'm feeling so naughty. Hit me back with another, scream it from the top of your voice and tell yo, brother.
Yep.
What? Booty. Yo, booty. Yo, booty. Baby, get up and back up that booty. Yo, booty. Yo, booty. Baby, come up and back up that booty. Black, white, yellow, or brown, doesn't matter. Coming back, gonna kill the town forever, cause I'm the main DJ. Y'all, it's written on my sweater. Got Snoop Dogg coming back straight up in this letter. The A-Town, K-Town, coming back to get down. Do what I be doing, that's the way that I be getting down. I rip rounds like Rocky Balboa, coming back up off the top. Ice word to your mother. Whoa. Yo, dude, you killed it, man. I could do the whole hour with you on my show, man. Yo, you are a trip. You are a trip, man. That was cool, man. I hope I didn't rap off time. I was trying to take my headphones off so I could hear everybody. But, yo, you got skill, kid. You got skill. You got mad skill. You got to give Korean Effects a call. Have you ever done any videos on YouTube or anything?
I have, but me and Lei hosted the talent show a week ago or two. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, it was great.
Wow, that was dope, man. Put your hands together, man. That was awesome. All right. Okay, well, taking a look at the clock here, we're going to run a quick track, and we're going to come back and move on with the show. And just if I could play a song tonight, since this man is just a ridiculous beatboxer, we're going to drop a track from Korean Effects coming up next. I want you to listen to this, and we'll be back with more.
One, two, one, two.
Even though you was cold as ice, I'ma take another chance, I'ma roll the dice. Ha. Matter of fact, when I do it like that, when I spit it on a chat like a maniac, come on, put a bit of it in a minute, put it so hot like a kettle, when I put it on another level like that, yo.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back. You were just listening to some Korean effects, man. I got so much love for Korean effects. He is an amazing beatboxer. The dude is Canadian slash Korean. And of course, being Canadian myself, I got so much love for Canadians because, you know, Canada doesn't really have a lot that's famous. So when one person gets famous from Canada, we love them or we try to give them away like Justin Bieber. But anyways, we're going to move on with the show, and we got some new faces that have stepped up to the microphone. So who would like to introduce themselves? Who's the new faces? Put your hands up. Okay, over here. Okay, can you introduce yourself, man?
My name is Nate Howard from Washington, Issaquah.
Nice to meet you.
Washington State.
Cool, man. Is your name Nate?
Nate.
Okay, cool, man. I've been in Korea so long, I've heard so many funky names. If your name was Nain or Nine or Nuna, like, I would totally go with it. Okay, Nate, that's cool. What brought you to Korea, man?
Well, it's because my father's working for Microsoft.
Really?
Yeah.
You must be rich, dude. Yo, where's your bling? Where's your fresh kicks? You're just wearing black today. Microsoft, for real?
It's just my style. This is my style.
Okay, that's cool. All right. So that's awesome. That's awesome, man. How long have you been in Korea? How many years?
Well, we just lived here for about 4 months ago. We just moved here.
Wow. Well, welcome to Korea, man. You're FOB. You're fresh off the boat. That's great, man. Cool. All right. And how are you finding life at BFS since this is 4 months in an international school? You are like the perfect example of a foreigner who studies. You know, you're from America. You've not really know much about Korea, I'm assuming, right?
Right.
Okay. What's it like? How's Asia, man?
You know, back in America, I am a Native American, as in the Indian.
Really?
Yeah, Shoshone Indian, born in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we move a lot in America, California to Washington State.
Okay.
And then in Korea, it changed my life. I really like one of my mother's culture. When it's shining, I see so many woods surrounding our house.
Mm-hmm.
But our apartment near the beach in Haeundae,
mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like I'm about to run on a beach.
That's great, man. That's cool. Give it up. Max Uchoa. Great answer, man. That's awesome. Well, welcome to Korea. I'm happy that you're enjoying it. And how many years are you planning on staying in Korea?
Well, what I'm planning here is I want to stay in Asia because I am a fan of martial arts. Taekwondo and Hapkido, yep. Kung Fu and Karate.
You're kind of like the nerdy kid that would kick someone's ass.
Oh, hell no.
No, because your dad works for Microsoft. So, like, Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates, he's the geeky guy, you know? He's Microsoft. But you are, like, the martial artist slash techie guy.
Not quite?
Okay, so...
I'm just a fan of martial arts. I'm a fan of Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm.
All I did, my hobby is to stay at home, watch some kung fu movies, and mimicking them.
That's cool, man. Wow. Very cool.
But what I do, I just go to my exercising room and practice my poomsae workout every day.
Wow.
But my main problem is I just sit my ass on my chair.
That's cool, man. Wow. You've got a lot going on in Korea. That is cool, man. Keep working out at the martial arts. Awesome. Well, it's nice to meet you, Nate. Put your hands together for Nate. That was dope. Good job, Nate. Oh, that was funny. All right. Who else do we got that's new? Put your hands up. Okay, over here, sir. What's your name, man?
I'm Samuel Lee. Mm-hmm. I was born in Virginia. And I moved to California, and I've been living in Korea for 3 years.
For 3 years, man. Okay, and you were the guy that told me the Just Kidding films, and you're a huge fan of the Korean internet, YouTube?
I'm pretty much a big fan of them as well.
Okay.
I think it was it Barquan or JoJo then?
Joe followed me.
So I like their comedies, and it's kind of cool to see, like, people who are mixed, like, Asian and... American, and they get to see, like, the perspectives and stuff like that, so...
Yeah. All right, and can you tell me some of the things that you like to do? Are you also, like, a YouTube vlogger? You know, you look a little bit, you know, like... what's his name?
David So!
Yeah! You can be a mini So! Like, can you speak like a black woman?
No.
No?
I can't do that, but I'm a big fan of David So, and, actually, my cousin told me that I look like him, and...
A little bit.
It was kind of awkward, because, like, he's a really... like talented person, and I'm not much of a talented person, so.
You're young, man. You'll grow into it.
I really like
this. That's cool, man. Awesome. Well, put your hands together for Mini David. So, all right. Okay, who else is new to the mic? Okay, introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, my name is Philip, and I was born in Colorado.
Nice to meet you. And what brought you to Korea?
Since my dad's job was taking place in Korea, I had no choice, so I just had to come.
Okay, so you're one of those kids where, like, Ma grabbed you by the hair and said, "We're going to Korea!" Instant. Okay, how are you liking in Korea so far?
I think it's perfect for me, and the weather is really perfect, and there's a lot of Asians.
It is. That's a very good observation.
And
it is Korea.
One of the things is I can get along with them easily by talking Korean.
So you speak Korean fluently?
Yeah. I used to go to Korean elementary school. Okay. So, and now I moved to a foreign school, so it's perfect.
Wow, man. You're the perfect mix. You've got the perfect balance between English and Korean. You could grow up to be a very wealthy man in this country.
Maybe.
All right. Good stuff. Nice to meet you, sir. All right. Baksu Cho, give it up. Baksu Cho. Very nice. All right. Who else is new over here? Can you introduce yourself, sir?
So my name is Ricky Yon. Mm-hmm. I was born in Korea, but I lived in California for 3 years.
Okay, California, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's it? And what brought you to Woking? He's like, yeah, that's it.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, this is the radio. You can say, you know, anything you like. How long have you been in Busan now?
I've been living here for more than 5 years. Like, I say 7, 8.
Wow, okay.
And but then the problem is I can't speak Korean fluently. Like, I've only went to, like, American schools, and then, like, I've never been to, like, a Korean school in my life.
Are both of your parents Asian?
Yeah.
They're both Korean?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't speak Korean. Do you listen to your mom when she talks?
I mean, like, I can speak it, but then I'm not that very good.
Okay, understandable. Well, you two should hang out more, because this guy seems like he's got it going on. You know, you hang out and...
And then they keep, like, expecting me to know Korean when they, like, just put me into American schools, and that kind of frustrates me.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of students that come from overseas do get that, you know, because of the fact that you are Asian, they think that, well, you should speak Korean fluently. All right, well, it's nice to meet you, man. Baksu Cho, chance together. All right, over here, you got another new face. Introduce yourself, sir.
So my name is Danny Cho, and I was born in Korea, but I lived in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, both of my parents are Korean.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah.
Cool. Can you speak Korean?
Yeah, I can speak
fairly
Korean.
Fluently.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Okay.
Fluently. Good.
Okay. Awesome, man. And what's Australian life like? Do you know the expression "throw another shrimp on the barbie"?
No, but I wasn't that exposed to, like, Australian education, because, like, kids were kind of racist to me just because I was Asian.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, kind of teased on which food I ate, but like. Yeah, how I look like, how I had my eyes look like.
Yeah.
So, like, they were very racist to me. So, like, after living there for 3 years, I moved back to Korea and I went to BFS, and I really like it.
That's cool, man. You know, to feel the racism thing, I totally get it. It's happened to me in Korea. When I first started studying Taekwondo, I thought that my sabomnim was racist because he always kept calling me whitey. And so, like, I'd be doing Taekwondo and he'd look at me and he'd go, "Whitey, whitey." And I'm like, "Why is this guy calling me whitey? I know I'm white." But it wasn't that he was racist. It was just the fact that he wasn't saying whitey. He was saying hiding. And, you know, hiting, hiting, like, good luck, hiting. And I knew nothing about Korea, so I thought he kept calling me a whitey. And I was like, man, this guy's racist. So I feel you, man. I feel you. You know, I'm the whitey. All right, man. Nice to meet you. Put your hands together. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, over here. Pull up a microphone. Grab that one right there. Yeah, a little close. Pull it up and introduce yourself.
I am Adam Lossi, and I was born in Minnesota.
All right, Adam. And what brings you to Korea?
My mom actually teaches at the Busan Foreign School, so... Like Philip, he just kind of said, "We're going to Korea."
Cool, man.
So
you're here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you liking it so far?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like a very you know, I'm believing what you're saying right now.
Well, I don't know. It's not that different.
No.
I mean, there's not really racism, but if I'm walking down the street or something, people will turn their heads and they'll say, they'll look at me and. Because I'm white.
Yeah, that happens.
And when I go to restaurants, they assume that I don't know how to eat with chopsticks, so they give me forks.
Yeah. Cool, man, cool. And how long have you been in Korea now?
Since August.
Since August, man. So you're also FOB.
Yes.
Pretty fresh off the boat. Excellent. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do now, we've got a little bit of time left before we wrap up. We still have about maybe 10 or 15 minutes left. I was wondering if anyone wanted to ask any questions. You know, I'll open up the board or open up, you know, the listeners if anyone has anything they want to ask me. You know, I've just gotten to know you guys really well, and I'm having such a great night. I wish we could make this like a two-hour edition. But before, you know, we move on, does anyone have a question? Yeah, okay, come up to the microphone. Don't be shy. All right, okay. Shytown lady, what's up?
Have you been in a relationship with a Korean woman?
With a Korean woman. Gosh. Yeah. So are you interested or something? What's up? Is that all you want to know? Of course I have. I've been in a relationship with a few Korean girls. Oh. A few. I've also been in a relationship with a Japanese girl and a Chinese girl and an African American girl. And you know, my advice to all of you guys, you know, before you decide to get married, is you know, date, enjoy, you know, your youth and meet a lot of people and, you know, just kind of like an insect, you know, put your feelers out there. No pun intended. And, you know, just, you know, get out there. Yes, of course. Is that all you wanted to know?
Yeah.
Nothing else? Have you dated an Asian woman? Yes, I have dated an Asian woman. Anybody else? Question?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
So, like, when we watched your documentary, you mentioned, like, the bathhouses. Like,
yeah.
Korean. Did, like, Korean men stare at you?
Well, I don't want to lie, yeah. But a little bit. Yeah, they stared at me because of the reason I have very big hair on my chest. Sometimes it was kind of awkward, you know, because I'd get into the tub and, you know, the eyes would go up, the eyes would go down, the eyes would go up, and they would smile really big. It's like, hey, buddy, how you doing? What's up? So, yeah, I like bathhouse culture. Yeah. Anyone else have a question?
I do.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Okay. Do you feel curious when you go touring around some village in Korea?
Yeah.
As a foreigner coming to the Korean village with no white people there?
Yeah. When I first moved to Korea, I lived in you could call it a village. I lived in a city called Pohang that was really, really small. So everywhere I went, I was the only foreigner. But the really wonderful thing about it was I openly accepted the culture, and that's why I have the job that I have now. My open-mindedness and willing to learn Korean culture is what got me into the media. And through my media experiences, I ended up being able to host and produce my own show where I can give back to the Korean community as well as give the foreigners a voice. So yes, I've experienced exactly what you're saying, and I was just very open to it, learned, accepted, and even in the bathhouse when some guy's looking me up and down, I just smile at him and say, hey, buddy, what's up? You know, nothing but love, and I really love this place. And yeah, that was a good one. Thank you. All right, anybody else? All right, Mr. So?
Who introduced you to Korea and, like, what made you come to Korea?
Why did I come to Korea? I came to Korea because of the fact that my mom's best friend made a profit off of my butt. I was cattle. No, what happened was my mom's best friend, who's my godmother, was working at a Hagwon, and I was graduating university, and she wanted to recruit me to Korea for a year to give me the chance to experience Asia. And I love Taekwondo, and it was my dream to study Taekwondo. So I came to work as a part-time foreign teacher and to learn Taekwondo. And the theme that I feel about my life that sometimes I share on my show is a lot of people are looking for their future, and they search so hard for their future and sometimes don't find it. And my advice to those people is just to chill out, and sometimes your future will find you. All right, anybody else? Okay, over here, sir. Yeah.
How'd you practice freestyle, like all the multi-syllabic rhymes, punchlines, and, you know, like lots of people tell me that you have to like look at other vocabularies and stuff, but you flow like so perfect, it just comes out of your mind. How do you do it?
Like, it's like Mr. Korean Effects over there. I do it in the shower. No, for real, it just takes practice, man. When it comes to my freestyle, there's a theory that your professor would probably know more about, but it's the 10,000 hour theory. If you practice anything for 10,000 hours, regardless of talent or ability, you will become a master at it. And ever since I started the show, I've been on the radio for 4 years now. Every night from 10 o'clock until 10:04, I freestyle. If I'm happy, if I'm sad, if I'm tired, if I'm sick, it doesn't matter. I just get in the zone. And it teaches you to put yourself in that moment and just to let it go. And when you rap, you're already educated enough to have these multi-syllable rhymes and to have this flow, but the thing that stops you is your lack of confidence. And when you practice more and just trust yourself and your ability, it just comes naturally. So that's how I freestyle. But when I do meet people that I feel nervous and uncomfortable around, my flow kind of skips a little bit.
So have you ever choked, like on the mic?
On the mic? That's a good question. You know, I've skipped. I've never choked to the point where I walked off stage. Okay. But like, I'm very good at being a save artist. I can take something like a mess up, like a screw up, and I can flip it and keep the flow.
Recover,
exactly. Yeah. So that comes from my broadcasting, because I'm on air live every day for 2 hours. The mic is hot, no script, you go. And it's just like a freestyle. I just kept working at it, and it grew. You know? So yeah, man, don't be afraid to choke. It'll happen. But yeah, for sure, man, for sure. All right, anybody else?
So, like, I personally watch a lot of American TV shows, like Breaking Bad, How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any problems, like, with that? Because I always have to torrent about all my...
Are you talking about just, like, downloading TV shows? Do you want me to openly admit on live radio that I steal from the internet? Is that what you're trying to
say? No, I mean, like, do you ever have, like, trouble... I often get very frustrated.
Yeah, that's probably... Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When it comes to finding media for my own culture, when I first came to Korea, what saved me from going completely insane was music. Because that was back in the day. Like, I came to Korea like 8 years ago or 9 years ago. It was way before, you know, TV was freely accessible on the internet. And I went to the music store and I re-bought my entire CD library. And the music is what kept me sane living in an Asian culture. But nowadays, I do try to download, you know... I try to pay for it and I can't get it, you know, those things. Yeah, it is frustrating. That's probably why I watch YouTube so much, and it introduces me to more media, and I'm kind of happy. So, you know, try looking for a second resource. But yeah, I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. Anybody else? All right, over here, the mystery man. What you want to say, Mr. Mystery Man?
This like question might be kind of like boring, but like after you came to Korea, like what's something that you new things that you learned from Korea?
Oh, dude, man, that's not a boring question. That's a good question. You know, when I came to Korea fresh out of university, I can honestly say I wasn't a good person. You know, I was very selfish. You know, I was very arrogant and rude to people. I didn't have a lot of respect for my family. And coming to Korea changed my character. It turned me into somebody who I'm very happy that I've become. You know, I'm considerate to other people because of my education background. You know, learning to teach, learning to inspire, learning to educate has really opened me up to considering what other people think first before myself. Korea has taught me family. You know, Koreans are so good to their family. You know, you give your mom and dad, you know, slack all the time for, you know, pressuring you and making your life hard, but they're only doing it for your own benefit. It's not like they want to hurt you. They want to see you become better than they are, and that's why they push you so hard. And I saw that, and it made me respect my mom so much more that I started sending money to my mom. And my mom was, you know, she'd be needing some money, and because we came from like a low-income family, we didn't have a lot of cash. And so I'd send money to my mom, and I'd say, here, you know, buy something for yourself. And she's like, oh, Chad, I'll pay you back. And I'm like, no, don't pay me back. And she's like, well, why? And I was like, because you're my mom. That's what Koreans have taught me, is you just give it to your family and you don't even ask for it back. And she smiled and she's like, I love Korea. Yeah. And with all of that, like, I bought my mom a car and I paid off some of her bills. And, you know, I took care of my parents just like Koreans take care of their parents when they're old. So Korea's completely changed me. It's made me more open. It's made me more loving to my family. It's made me a people person. Even in Canada, I came from Saskatoon. Like, we had one black person in the entire school. I knew nothing about race and different cultures. And this place just opened me up so much. I love everybody. You know, I'm open to all cultures. I'm accepting to everybody. So, yeah, that's a really good question. All right. Any last words? Anybody want to say something before we go? Anybody? Yeah.
Excuse me. Alicia, who's back there, she didn't want to get on the microphone. I'll ask it for her. She had a great question.
Okay.
So we all have bad days sometimes. As somebody that's got to be on, you know, almost every single night, mm-hmm. when you have one of those really tough days, mm-hmm. you know, how do you get through a show? Like, for instance, when these guys are doing their podcast right now, mm-hmm. I tell them mm-hmm. almost fake a smile while talking, and imagine that person on the other end, and you're talking to the listener and everything. Yeah, yeah. How do you get through a crappy day on the mic?
That's a good question.
And fake it through the show.
Yeah, that's a good question. The thing that you got to do, to be perfectly honest with you, when I have my bad days, what gets me through my bad days is just my passion for my job. You know, like, when you pick a profession, pick it because you love it. Don't pick it for the money. Don't pick it for the fame or for what you think you're going to get out of it. And I've always been a performer ever since I was a kid. I just was too scared to try. And when I do have a bad day, it's kind of like a freestyle. When I'm freestyling and I feel myself choking up or I feel myself getting off path, rather than just giving up, I kind of just take my head and just say, okay, go, don't stop. You know, if you ever work out, you know, you're pushing that last rep or you're running that last kilometer or you're trying to get through that last hour where your body is just exhausted. and you just push it and you don't stop because you know it needs to be accomplished. And that is the frame of mind that I put myself in when I've had a bad show or when I'm emotionally upset or when things are bad. And being on the radio sometimes is my escape. You know, I love this show so much that I don't really have a bad show because when I get on the microphone, everything just feels right. So just knowing to put yourself in the zone, to do what you love and to just not give up, you'll never have a bad day. And that's the way that I look at it. All right, one last one. Does anyone else have anything they want to say before we move on?
Do you have any advices of, like, performing kind of tricks so you can be less nervous?
That's a good question. I follow a philosophy that we actually have interns that are in the studio this month, and I'm training some rookies. And one of my pieces of advice to one of my interns was a simple expression, and it goes, fake it till you make it. You know, get up on the microphone like you own it. You know, go up and present yourself in front of all those people like you are a pro at this. You know, put yourself in that mind state that you are the best. And not the best as in like an egotistical way, like I'm better than you, but the best in a way that you know how to do your job. And if you put yourself into that mind state, you will learn so much more out of it because you're more willing to make mistakes. You'll have confidence and you'll present better. Your mistakes won't look so bad. And, you know, I just got to say, even if you don't own it, own it. Yeah. All right, awesome. All right, we'll take a look at the clock here, man. Unfortunately, we have got to go. We are running out of time, and I want to say to you guys, you know, this was a really, you know, inspirational show. I loved hanging with all you. You were just the best. It was a lot of fun. And before we get ready to go, if you guys would kind of want to just go around in a circle and maybe in a few words or a couple of sentences, tell me how you felt tonight on the show, it would be really nice. So how was the show tonight for you?
I felt very happy, excited, kind of. I was excited for this because I've never went to a radio show before. So This is my first time. And yeah, I really like it.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming out tonight.
What would you like? Thank you. Last year, my brother had the same radio show like this. Mm-hmm. And then I felt that I was really excited to like meet you, mm-hmm. like in real life. And then in this show, I met you in real life. And I am very happy. And then I'm pretty amazed.
Back in Washington, I always dreamed to be a DJ of radio. Or being a game author, but instead I want to be a sabanim to open up a dojang.
All right, over here.
My brother actually also came here last mm-hmm. year, and Mr. Lipsky also like hyped it up a lot, and I thought it was like I didn't know what to think, but like I got kind of nervous before I came, and like I think it was better than he said it was, so I really liked the experience, and now I have to rub it in my brother's face.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. All right, how about you, man?
Yeah. I'm very excited because I'm actually doing a project about the radio show, mm-hmm. and I'm the host of my show. So I really wanted to get an idea of a real DJ introducing the show to a guest, and I think it was really awesome.
I really enjoyed the show tonight. I honestly thought it was just going to be like an hour of just random talking. Mm-hmm. But then it turned out to be, you know, like very fun and it's a nice experience.
Cool, man. Thank you.
So first when I came in, I wasn't like nervous at all. But when I sat here, my face started to get red when I just introduced myself.
Right.
But like, you know, like when I talk to strangers, I get really shy and I can't even speak well. But I think I should try more.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. All right, over here.
I didn't really know what to expect when I came here, but yeah, I was definitely surprised. Happy. It felt more like a conversation than it did a radio show.
Hmm. When I first came to this radio show and I got introduced, I'm not in Mr. Lipsky's class, so I was invited mm-hmm. by my friend Ben. And Ben told me it was going to be all like chicka chicka, EFM, and like all that.
Right.
And then when I came here, like I was nervous at first, but you seem like a really kickback, relaxed dude. And that's pretty cool. Like, you're probably like one of the coolest foreigners in Busan.
Well, so, I wouldn't. Wow.
Because you can like rap and freestyle, and that's amazing talent. And I hope to keep in touch. And
I've got to get you guys in, man, for some hip-hop. That was sick. Mm. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
All right, over here, my beatboxer.
All right. Before I came here, mm-hmm. I got sick
like my voice is kind of, my nose are filled up with the snouts and so it's like
it's nasty.
Yeah. So it was like I was worried I sound weird, but mm-hmm. I think it went okay because I think my beatbox covered everything.
Oh, you killed it, man. No, like what he did was a perfect example is, you know, put yourself in the zone. You know, when you have that confidence, when you can, you know, exude that confidence and just put it all out there. You did that with your beatboxing, and that was a trip.
All right, thanks.
Good stuff. All right, awesome. We're getting ready to close here. We have two options. The first option is we can have a beatbox performance for the close, or we can run a track. What do you guys want to do?
Beatbox.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
I want late to freestyle.
Can you free late? I'll let you guys do it. Like, I'll jump in. Y'all grab a mic. Grab a mic.
If you screw up, he'll cover.
No, dude. Y'all, for real. Like, I got you. You know, just get in there, do your thing, and we can pass. Pass it off. You know, throw verses and
I'll
pass.
I'll point at you.
Yeah, or just, okay. I'll feel it. We'll just pass it. Okay, all right. We're going to get ready to wrap up here to all of our listeners. Stay tuned, of course, because we got a lot more coming up after 11 o'clock. Tune into the Midnight Rider. Shout out, of course, to Busan Foreign School. You guys were awesome. Baksu chiseyo. Yo. I want to say a big thank you, of course, to Mr. Lipsky for bringing everybody in, man. You are awesome. And we're going to be closing this off with a freestyle. So drop the beatbox and let's get ready to do what we do. All right. It's all you.
Put your hands together.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Might not be good at freestyle, but I mimic 8 Mile, you know, like Eminem, ain't feminine, my style, you know, masculine, this is how I spit, yeah, spit, hit with it, and I'm so good with my lyrics, lyrically, you know how I do it individually, got my own record label, no need for this, cause I'm doing what I do best, straight representing the West Coast, where I do the most rapping, I make it happen, yeah, pass it back, I'm gonna play a game, it's a 4-bar game, coming back. Insane. I'ma spit 4 balls and I'm going to pass it back. I'll be giving you 4 balls and you give back the rep. That's the way that we be going. We can spit it like that. From the 1 to the 2 to the 3, follow back. This is DJ Chad. I'm coming back. I'm the main man. Spitting every single day. Rocking like Uncle Sam. Doesn't matter, y'all, cause I keep it in the can. Bounce it back, so come on, hit me, man. One more. Yo. It's late, L to the E to the I, the flyest guy alive. You know how I rap on the microphone. Yeah, this is how I represent.
Stop, DJ Chad coming back up for the mix with a 4-bar rap. Coming back for all of it. I'm gonna kick this freestyle and I'm giving it quick. From the 1 to the 3 to the 4 and spit.
Yep.
Yeah, spit.
That was crazy.
This is the Midnight Rider, Chad Curtin. Are you ready to get crazy with the Midnight Rider? Kuri Jinda!
Yeah, what's up? DJ Chad in the house with a freestyle, baby, off the top. Yeah, we got a far side beat here. It's a nice instrumental. I'm getting ready to kick it. Flip the script real time, baby, is what we do. Yeah, we ain't stopping for nobody. Let's go through. Check it out. Check. I'm just gonna drop it now. Drop. I drop with this beat when I rock off the top. I represent feats gonna bless hip hop. So God bless this track, yo, it's never gonna stop. When I'm flipping every day and I rock, oh yeah. I rock it every day for everybody. Rock the party, hardly what do I be doing? Ripping rhymes, I rock for every shawty and every homie. I coming back, you all know me. It doesn't matter, everybody wanna come and close me. You wanna come and clone me, like I just be a robot. I'm coming back off the top and yo, I never gonna stop. I like to kick the beat, I reminisce and that's the way I drop it. And I coming back, you wanna see it hop, yeah. I pop when I rock it to the beat drop. And stop, no, I'm not doing the beat rock. I coming back rock, I rip the rhymes on. And I be doing it, yo, you know I gotta roll. Roll to the beat and roll to the vibe. That's the way that we ride on a freestyle mile. A mile is about 2.2 kilometers. I rip the rhymes, I drop it, everybody gonna bomb it, yo. You wanna feel it slow, it doesn't matter, yo. Gonna do what I be doing, blast it through your speaker slow. I coming back and that's the way I rip it, yes, you know. Yeah, everybody feel me in your stereo. Yo, welcome to this night. Yeah, Saturday, we gonna get down real. Yo, welcome to this night. Yeah.
here. Saturday coming back, we get that feel. So welcome to this night. Yeah, it's Saturday, gonna kick a freestyle meal. Could be a happy meal, could be a special. It doesn't matter, yes. Coming back to do what we do best. I'm ripping on these rhymes, not a Tribe Called Quest. I give props to Five Dog and all that, yes. It doesn't really matter, y'all miss the West. I'm up on that ish, I rockin' it quick. I do what I be doing and I'm bombing your set. I'm up in your air, I'm ripping for real. I do what I be doing and you catching that deal. So bounce with me, bounce with the beat all night. Cause we be riding the vibe and we be doing it right. Cause I'm DJ Chad, the Midnight Rider. I'm ripping rhymes and I'm hot like fire. So don't rewind, don't go anywhere. Just stay locked to 90.5 and if you dare touch that button, I gonna tell you something, but you won't wanna touch it when you hear the next song, kid. Yeah! What's up, everybody? Welcoming y'all to Saturday night. DJ Chad. And check out the next track we got coming up. For real.
Can't beat the beat. Hi, this is Happy Isaac. You're listening to 90.5 EFM, The Midnight Rider. And who's the star? DJ Chad.
Hello, Busan. This is Irene Curtin. And for those who don't know me, I'm Chad's mom. And you are tuned in to The Midnight Rider here on EFM 90.5.
It's time for round two. It is 8 minutes past 11 o'clock, and we are getting ready to start off the second half of Midnight Rider. I'm your host, DJ Chad, and we are going to have a good time. It's what we do. And if it is your first time to tune into this radio station and this radio show, of course, I would like to let you know that EFM 90.5 is the only English radio station in Busan and within the Gyeongnam areas, and we play great music. We have a variety of corners, a lot of fun, and it's for you guys. It's for expats who want to get in touch with Korean culture, listen to Korean music, and of course get an idea of, well, what goes on in Korea. And at the same time, this is a radio station for English speakers where English is your second language. If English is your second language and you are trying to, brush up on your English skills and get a little bit better, well, EFM is going to help you because a lot of our corners are custom designed for English second language speakers. But of course, if you are an expat, if you come from a country that's not Korea and you're living here working, this radio station can also, like I said, keep you in touch with Korean culture and we'll just give you something to listen to in English because there's not a lot out there on the radio airwaves that is English. So, I do my best to cater to both. You know, it is very difficult, of course, because when you cater to one, the other feels a lack. But I do my best to sort of balance. In the words of maybe Obi-Wan Kenobi, I use the Force to make sure that everything goes well. But yeah, it's just a fun variety show. We do a lot of different corners. We have corners for students. We have corners for adults. We have music corners. We've got news corners. Yeah, The Midnight Rider is in, well, I guess simple layman's terms, a variety show. And we do a little bit of everything because, well, that's what a variety is. So tonight, being that it is Saturday night, we are going to kick off the second half of the hour with a segment called Sorry for Being Late. Now, Sorry for Being Late, of course, is a segment where we play music that was requested from our listeners on the weekday shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We do get a lot of requests during the weekday, and unfortunately, we don't have enough time to play all of the requests. So we have decided to give 1 hour on a Sunday to you. So if you have wanted to hear a track or something that was, not played during the week, well, coming up next is a segment that will definitely keep you entertained. So just remember, these are requests that have been given by our listeners during the week. So if you send a text message right now to Shop Gugong Ogong to request a song, I'm sorry to say that we won't be able to play your music because the music that we play is requested from our listeners during the weekday. All right, guys. Well, it looks like it's time for us to get ready to move on and get those requests ready. So it is time for Sorry for Being Late. All right, guys, welcome to Sorry for Being Late. This is the segment where we play requested music from our listeners, you guys, that was dropped during the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are our days where we have a segment that is called Midnight Jukebox. And on Midnight Jukebox, we take requests from our listeners. And of course, we do get a lot of requests, so unfortunately, we can't play them all. And that's why we have today's Sorry for Being Late. So, coming up is our first request. Our first request comes from 2155, and they're a fan of hip-hop. And they said, do you have the radio edit version of Thrift Shop from Macklemore? I really like this song and would like to hear it. Well, for you, we do. We're going to play this song for you coming up next. I hope you enjoy it. This is Macklemore with Thrift Shop, and I'm sorry for being late.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
What?
Oh!
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. I'm just pumped, I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold side honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents.
I get copping it,
washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in by me and grungy food. Man, I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock them. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. Call that getting swindled and pimped. Call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yes,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Great track. That was Macklemore with Thrift Shop. You are tuned into Busan EFM 90.5. We are in our segment. Sorry for being late. And the next song coming up is a request from 8466. This is Dynamic Duo with True Check.
¡Vamos!
12시에 밤에 쉴죠 오늘만큼 우린 반역자 모두 여기로 줄 섰지
그만 걱정해 이제 결정해 오랜 시간 고민하는 것은 멍청해 때로 우리 스스로에게도 비즈니스맨 그건 내 안에 소리에 대한 disrespect Just 부인 맘에 시키는 대로 내일 일은 내일 고민해 노란 맘대로 눈치 보면서 꿈을 내지 마요 그러다가 오늘 밤도 공치니까
오늘은요 기로 출퇴
뿌려놔요
Thank you so much. Great track. Chulcek. I gotta say, I'm a huge fan of Dynamic Duo. And coming up next is a request from 0043. They want to hear some Michael Jackson. A huge Michael Jackson fan. They said, I love Michael Jackson, and you don't play him enough on the show. Could you please play Remember the Time? Well, just for you, this is Remember the Time. I hope you enjoy it, and I'm sorry for being late.
Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like giving, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, remember again.
great song. Okay, we're going to flip things up with another request that came in from 2144. They would like to hear some XO with Growl. This is Udadong. Guys, we're gonna keep this K-pop train running with a track from Akdong Musician. This is requested from 9270. This is Waegugini Go Back. Enjoy the track, and we'll be back after this.
당신은 굳이에요. 당신은 great hell. 당신은 amazing, marvelous, excellent, awesome, attractive 한 그댈 보면 난 curious해.
당신 elegant해요. 당신의 stony sing, gorgeous fascinated love song, sensational 한 그대 보면 난 curious해. 너무 fancy한 그댈 보면 내 마음이 pitter-patting, pitter-patting. 네 얼굴만 보면 두 다리가 tremble, tremble, tremble.
싶었던 말은 I love you. I love you. 다른 어려운 말보다도 더 내 맘이 말이에요.
하고 싶었던 말은 I love you. I love you.
다른 어려운 말보다도 더 내 맘이 말이에요. 당신은 굳이 에어. 당신은 great hair. 당신은 amazing, marvelous, excellent, awesome. Attractive 한 그댈 보면 난 curious 해. 난 curious 해.
얘들아, 선생님 말씀 잘 듣고 공부 열심히 해야 돼. 알았어? 파이팅!
All right, guys, welcome to our Teen Team Recess Time segment. Teen Team Recess Time is a segment that we do here, brought to you in part by a collaboration effort from the Busan City Hall, the Busan Board of Education, and EFM 90.5. Now, this segment is for all of you high school kids and middle school kids. If you are in the classroom and on a break, you might be listening to the radio right now. And if you're listening to it, well, get ready, because we've got some good music and some fun corners coming up. I'm your host, DJ Chad. 방가 방가 여러분, 난 DJ Chad입니다. 그래서 30분 동안 우리 완전 재미있는 코너 준비했습니다. 그 코너 이름은 Teen Teen Recess Time. 그래서 여러분 학교 쉬는 시간 때 만약에 영어 배우고 싶으면 지금부터 잘 들으세요. And to get things started off, we're going to take a song break to bring you some good music. And coming up next is a track from 21. This is Can't Nobody. Enjoy the song, and we'll be back after this.
가만큼 더겠지 오늘 밤도 길겠지 꿈이 비타겠지 졸졸 따라올 테지 난 참 바쁜 girl I welcome you to my world to my world
Yeah, I'm so bad.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm your host, DJ Chad. You are tuned into the Midnight Rider. We are half past the 11 o'clock hour, getting ready to move on with our show. We are currently in our corner, Teen Recess Time. This is the segment, of course, that is brought to you by the teenager, that is for the teenager, and everything that we do is around, well, the youth. The next segment that we're going to get into is our news segment. And our news segment here on Teen Recess Time is really great because we've got our news guy, Peter, elementary school student who reads the news very, very well. He comes in and he gives us some news for the student. He also talks about his school news and a little bit about himself. Really great guy, a lot of fun, and we love having Peter on the show. So let's get ready for the next segment coming on up. It's time for the news with Peter.
Hi everyone, Peter here, and this is April's last and also my last news too. Are you guys ready to listen to the news? 3, 2, 1, let's go. The first news is that President Park said the average happiness of teenagers in Korea is not high enough. President Park visited Seongdong Technical High School and observed a practical class. She pledged to support customized education that is right for different fields in a meeting with students, parents, and teachers. She mentioned that the new Global Youth Well-Being Index has been released in the United States. Korea has high IT technology and safety. It provides the perfect environment for teenagers to grow. However, when teens are asked whether they are happy, they say they are not happy. She insisted we should make a better social environment for students to develop their talents and make their dreams come true. The second news is that the Busan Metropolitan Jingang Municipal Library will open 2 classes to provide information about parental roles in childhood education for parents in May. One of the class is to be my child's career manager. Parents can learn how to establish career strategies for their children. They can help children develop their strengths and confidence to succeed in the future. Another class is called Happy Family Clinic with Laughter. The goal of the class is to learn about the importance of humor in developing better communication with family members. Tuition is free, and you can apply for the programs by clicking on the link to the Jingang Parent Education Center on the library homepage, which is edu.joonganglib.busan.kr by April 30th. The third news is that the Gumyeonsan Youth Training Institute will operate 3 programs for families. The Gumyeonsan Youth Training Institute will hold family-free experience events for families to learn about astronomy, pottery, and hiking on the third Sunday of every month from April to August. The events feature various educational programs. For example, families can observe red flames and sunspots by using a helioscope, climb 15-meter-high artificial rocks, and learn about Korean traditional tea and tea etiquette. If you want to attend these events, you should visit the institute and register on the day of the event. There was a midterm exam on April 23rd. Everyone studied hard too. I wish you all good luck on the exam. Also, there will be a sports competition on May 2nd. It is a little bit smaller than usual because of the Seowho accident. However, it will be fun. The last news is my news. Our school teacher told us the scores of the midterm, and my score was the best score, which is the perfect score as I wanted. I'm very happy about it. Also, my mom gave me a big present for me, the $26 Minecraft premium game. This is the best feeling in the whole wide world. Thank you for listening, and this was my last news, and also the April's last news. I will see you guys on May 17th for a DJ for a day. I was your reporter, and have a great night.
Hey,
All right, guys, great stuff. And thank you so much, Peter, for that wonderful report. You were an amazing news reporter. And don't worry, man, we're going to get you back for another show sooner or later. And of course, next month, Peter is going to be our DJ for a day guest. So definitely stay tuned and tune in for that episode. All right, taking a look at the clock, we're going to run a song break and we're going to come back with our hip-hop Pyohyun segment. The next song we're going to listen to is a great track from Jason Mraz. This is Geek in the Pink. Enjoy, and we'll be back with more after this.
Yo, brother A to Z.
Yo, what's up, B?
Yo, what time is it?
Ha ha. It's laundry day.
Let the geek in the pink take a stab at it. If you like the way I'm thinking, baby, wink at it. I may be skinny at times, but I'm fat full of rhymes. Pass me the mic and I'm gonna grab at it. Well, isn't it delicious, crazy way that I'm kissing this baby? Listen to this, don't wanna miss it while I'm sitting. Sometimes you gotta fit in to get in, but don't ever quit, cause soon I'm gonna let you win. Well, see, I don't care what you might think about me. You'll get by without me if you want. Well, I could be the one to take you home. Maybe we could work the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the tofu across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Like the geek in the pink. Well, like the geek in the pink. Relationship fire, don't mean to bother nobody, but Cupid's automatic must have fired multiple shots at her, because she fall in love too often, that's what's the matter. At least I'm talking about her, keep my pattern of flattery. She was staring through the door frame and eyeing me down like already a bad boyfriend. Well, she can get her toys out of the drawer then, cause I ain't coming home, I don't need that attention. See, I don't care what she might think about me. She'll get by without me if she won't. Well, I could be the one to take her home. Maybe we could work the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the talk across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Hey, baby, look at me go. From zero to hero. You better take it from a geek like me. Well, I can save you from unoriginal dum-dums who wouldn't care if you compete them or not. So what, I got a short attention span, a coke in my hand, because I'd rather have the afternoon relax and understand. My hip-hop and flip-flops, well, it don't stop at the light rock. My shots are mock, you kind of puts me in the tight spot. The hype is nothing more than hoo-ha, so I'm developing the language and I'm calling it my own. So take a peek into the speaker and you'll see what I mean. That on the other side, the grass is greener. I don't care what you might think about me. You get by without me if you want. I could be the one to take you home. Maybe we could work the night alone. If we never get down, it wouldn't be a letdown. But sugar, don't forget what you already know. That I could be the one to turn you out. We could be the talk across the town. Don't judge it by the color, confuse it for another. You might regret what you let slip away. Like the geek in the pink. Pink. So I'm the geek, yo. In the pink, yo. Geek is the colorful ball. I'm the geek in the pink.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This is DJ Chad welcoming you to the top. Well, not the top of the top, but close to the top of the next hour. And we're going to get ready for our segment called DJ Chad's Hip Hop Pyohyun. This is where I get down and bust a freestyle. off the top, welcome you. I'm your main DJ, coming back six ways with this lyrical spray. And I don't dismay, but I'm spitting always, coming back, yes, just to do it today. I'm going to bounce the beat just to let you all know, this is DJ Chad with my lyrical flow. I'm going to kick yo off the top with six toes. Doesn't matter, coming back, y'all, rip, today's expression today is, I just received my telephone bill. It means 전화 요금 청구서를 받았어요in Korean. So one more time. Today's expression is I just received my telephone bill, which means 전화 요금 청구서를 받았어. So, let's get down with the rap. I just received my phone bill and it was nothing but crap. I got so many things to pay, my text messages, my 국제 전화, which is international call, international call, international internet national call. That's 국제 전화. I was calling my mom to see how she was doing, and I gotta pay so much money for this. I gotta understand that this is just crazy-ish. Gotta change my ways, maybe I should Skype or just face chat my mom on Wi-Fi tonight. But I, well, spent too much money, and I got to say that it really wasn't funny. Now I gotta go around and take my bank account out of a lot of money to pay for it now. And I'm kinda stressing, but that's really okay, 'cause I just received my telephone bill. I just received my telephone bill. I said I just received my telephone bill. And looking at the bill, yo, I feel kinda ill, and I'm still, but I know that I can't pop no pills. So I just received my telephone bill. I said I just received my telephone bill. Man, I gotta get a new provider. What kind of telephone provider do you got? Is it a good one? Well, mine's not bad, but I just received my telephone bill and it says that I gotta pay so much millions of won. I'm coming for y'all, and that's the way, because I was just talking to my mom. Mom, why do you do this to me? Talking my ear off effortlessly. I pick up the phone just to say hi to you, and you talk to me until your face is blue. I don't know what to do, and yes, that's going. I'm off the top, I'm coming back, and yes, I'm ignoring everybody who be spitting through the potty hardly every single day, and I be talking hardly. I just received my telephone bill. I just received my telephone bill. I said I just received my telephone bill, and I'm feeling kind of ill, and I can't pop no pills because I just received my telephone bill. I said I just received my telephone bill. Y'all, I just received my telephone bill. Ugh, man, it was terrible. All right, guys, welcome back, and it looks like it's time for us to take a song break. Coming up, this is Fun, Live While You're Young.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Tonight, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, no, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tail, 'cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on
the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It is time once again for Read a Song. Welcome, welcome to our segment, Read a Song. This is the segment where we play songs and we talk a little bit about the meaning. We usually play Korean tracks and we translate them into English for you. And tonight's musician that we're going to be doing is a track that we're bringing back. One of these songs was actually requested during our request segment from a guest, but it wasn't this song. It was the same group, though. Tonight, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Akdong Musician. It's 200%. Now, as soon as Akdong Musician released their first album, Play, they swept, well, the real time of online music charts and succeeded all of the pop songs in the album to be number one. They won K-pop star in season two last year, of course, and became a popular group with their creative lyrics and their charming voices. The first album keeps their innocent features, of course, and the title track of their first album, 200%, is a cheerful and rhythmic love song, and the lyrics are really interesting. It is a song about a person who's preparing to confess their love, and they're preparing all night. But they just can't say anything in front of their lover. Now, this thing happens to everybody, I think. I remember when I was in high school, and yeah, I had a girl that I liked, and I wanted to talk to her. It was really hard. It still is really hard to say how you love, and I'm way beyond high school now. So, well, let's take a look at the lyrics. All right, guys, the first part of the lyric is 날 바라봐, 날 바라봐, which means look at me, look at me. The next one, 너를 본 내 마음속에 사랑이. When I look at you, the love in my heart, and 내 보는 이 고백 빨리, 빨리 하라 해. My instinct tells me to hurry and confess my love to you. 내 주위를 둘러싼 수많은 경쟁자. Lots of competitors, well, are around you, or instead of a competitor, you could say lots of guys or people that like you are around you. 내 주위를 둘러싼 수많은 경쟁자. I'm a soldier for you. Okay, so the first part here, I read this one. Yes, I'm a soldier for you. That's English. They say that in English. The Korean that I read again was for lots of people are surrounding you. Sweet words loaded. Sweet 멘트 장전. 발사하기 전에 제 군들 입 풀었나. Yes, 완전. So before the words are fired out of your mouth, gentlemen, have you warmed up your lips? Yes, completely. So basically what it's saying is, are you guys ready to say what you gotta say? Are you ready to say what you gotta say? Now, this song is actually a really fun song because of the fact that it's all about, well, trying to say your feelings to somebody. And this is easier said than done. It's easier to say this than to actually do it. Believe me, you know, I've been in situations where I'm trying to tell a girl how I feel about her, and it's tough. It's really, really tough. So again, we'll do a quick review here. The first part of the lyric, 너를 본 새 마음속에 사랑이. When I look at you, the love in my heart, and 내 본능이 고백 빨리 하라 해. My instinct tells me to confess my feelings to you. 내 주위를 둘러싼 수많은 경쟁자. Lots of people surround you. Yes, I'm a soldier. Yes, I'm a soldier. 스위트멘트 장전. The sweet words are loaded. 발사하기 전에 제 군들 입 풀었나. Before they are fired out of my mouth, gentlemen, have you warmed up your lips? So, basically what I want to say in this track, if I could give some advice to our listeners, is that if you've got a person out there that you like, if you have somebody that you feel attracted to, don't think too much about what to say. Just say it and be simple, okay? You don't have to have, like, romantic, poetic lines. You don't have to be, you know, completely out there. Just say it as best as you can. And if you do that, you're going to get a really good result. Trust me on this, okay? All right, well, take a look at the clock. It is time for us to get ready to go. And before we go, of course, I want to say shouts out to EFM 90.5 and the local city government. Thank you very much to my executive producer, Mrs. Yoo Jung Im, to my writer, Ms. Im Soo Jin, to my engineer, Jung In Song, to Ken Shin, and to our team Jung Nim, Mr. Ha Jung Uk, and of course to my translator, Jung Hyun Jung. And last but definitely not least, thank you very much to Peter for your last night as our news guy. You did a great job, man, and you will be coming back, so don't worry. And I guess last but not least, I'm your host and producer, DJ Chad, signing off. Enjoy this track from Akdong Musician. This is 200%, and I will see you again tomorrow. Peace.
Nori bone my arm so get and set up eh neboneng go back bali hara hey net to where the lost and so man in young jack yes I'm a soldier for you sweet man to tang john persagi john the tag on the put on na yes one john kan jang bun jang kong jang jang e goes kan kong jang jang yeah ready
Now strawberry chat on very very thank come on salam dun worry worry anybody han could the juice salam dun modu da ikke juice pam na jigeul
eun jikkyeju
now dali kkeudeureun
jakkiru
sajiyajiman deudeu ga ichjeotdeoga ilona jamgo daeru doneul chonne
achimigeuneun sori mo warning baram deureun makes harm mo oni jeomul eoganeun daebit jeul let it go yeomul eoganeun romance geum geul go hello what you gonna go oni I'll be there 네가 있는 그 거리 아직 우리 사이 선 먹겠도 그래도 trying to never 하지 않아 못하겠어 막 넘쳐 누가 잠가 놓은 듯 내 입은 네 앞에서 오물조물 안 열려